The following podcast was made possible by the sponsorship of Teresa Leong Lee and by Catholic Digital Resources, where you can find downloadable faith formation resources and evangelization tools. Visit Catholic Digital Resources at CatholicDR.com to build your own faith and the faith of others. That's CatholicDR.com.
Good News Ministries of GNM.org presents Footsteps to Heaven. Life's a journey full of challenges. Sometimes we get stalled. Sometimes we get sidetracked. When we walk with Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit to the destination that God the Father designed for us, the results are better than we could ask for or imagine. And now, here is your host, Terry Modica.
Down through the years, I've been asked, how do I deal with a priest who has been abusive in some way? Who's been not the good shepherd that I know he's called to be, the good shepherd that I want him to be? People ask, how do I deal with this? How does Jesus want me to deal with this? And that's what I would like to answer in this episode of Footsteps to Heaven's podcast. Many years ago, I dealt with this in my own life. The first priest we had at Good News Ministries 25 years ago was an alcoholic and caused problems, including lusting after me and other women, and then even teenage girls. We had to report him, you know, and there's a whole story behind that that I don't want to get into right now, because my point is I've had to deal with that. And I'm going to share with you what I've learned, what Jesus taught me, and how to deal with that. I've also dealt with a priest who was having homosexual affairs and was very verbally abusive to his staff. And through what the Lord taught me to do, helped get him removed from the parish, and that parish received a much better priest, a priest who truly is a good shepherd and helped them heal from what had happened. So in my own life, I've had to ask this question, what does Jesus want me to do about it? That's a very important question that we always need to ask. Every time we get frustrated, that needs to be our first question. And I'm teaching the answer to that through, in this particular episode, through the Decree on the Apostolate of the Laity, which is a document that was produced during Vatican Council II. It is chock full of very important information that everybody should know. And that's why I'm covering that in this series. But I'm specifically covering it from the angle, just pulling out the parts of it that help answer the question of what do we do? What is Jesus calling us to do to help purify the church? So today I'm going to cover chapter 2. In it, and this is from paragraph 6, it says, the apostolate of the church and all of its members is primarily designed to manifest Christ's message by words and deeds, and to communicate his grace to the world. And how do we do that? In the church problems that we're having, the sins that's crept into the church, and not just in our clergy, but it's everywhere. We have parish managers who do not understand that their job is a ministry, and they treat things that come up like, you know, like a secular person would do in the business world. And, you know, there are other leaders in the church, youth ministers, catechists, you know, anybody in church leadership is vulnerable to being attacked by the devil to ruin their ministry. And that happens all the time. And that's what we're seeing. That's what Jesus is exposing now in his holy light. He wants us to see. He wants us to discover how evil has infiltrated the church so that we can do something about it, so that we can be the hands and feet of Jesus, changing, renewing our church from within. Because the devil has been trying to ruin the church from within. And God provides the answer from within. God provides the victory. God provides the defeat of all the devil's strategies from within. And you and I, my friend, are from within the church. So therefore, this message is for you. The apostolate of the church and all its members is primarily designed, as I read before, to manifest Christ's message by words and deeds and to communicate his grace to the world. And we're going to get into now how we do that. But it continues, this is done mainly through the ministry of the word and the sacraments entrusted in a special way to the clergy, wherein the laity also have their very important roles to fulfill if they are to be fellow workers of the truth, as is being quoted from the third epistle of John, verse 8. It is especially on this level that the apostolate of the laity and the pastoral ministry of the priests are mutually complementary. And it continues, there are innumerable opportunities open to the laity for the exercise of their apostolate of evangelization and here's a key word that we need to apply to today's corruption in the church. Their apostolate of evangelization and sanctification. We have an apostolate of sanctifying our church and sanctifying our world. And it starts with sanctifying ourselves, of course, through the sacraments, through learning things like what these podcasts are helping you to learn, through what the church documents like this decree on the apostle of the laity helps us to learn. We have a wealth of whatever we need available to learn how to be holy. We have the scriptures. We have scripture studies. And, you know, Good News Ministries at gnm.org provides a lot of these resources to help build up your faith, to help build up your mission. Continuing with this document says, the very testimony of their Christian life, the laity, our Christian life, and good works is done in a supernatural spirit. That's important. The very testimony of their Christian life and good works done in a supernatural spirit have the power to draw people to belief and to God. And I'll add to that, and to purification and their own growth and holiness, because, you know, that's what this is all about. Good works done in a supernatural spirit. What is meant by that? Well, think about this. In all the times, and I've said this before, I'm going to keep saying it because it is crucial. In all the times that you have tried to convince somebody of the truth, have your words alone done it? We need the supernatural that proves the truth of our words. For example, we get someone's attention, someone who is sinning, someone who is not following Christ, whether that's a priest who has abused his shepherding role, or whether it's somebody out there at the workplace or out in the streets that who simply don't know Christ, or our children who have gone astray, and if we can get into conversation with them where they don't feel threatened and don't feel condemned, we can help them first by we let them know that we're Christian, okay? We let them know that we are, you know, that Christ is the center of our lives. But then we live our lives accordingly, and that's our first witness. But that by itself doesn't do enough, because we have to prove that our deeds are based in Christ. And how does that happen? You know, when people see our good deeds, And they know it's because we're Christian. In today's world, the first thing that comes to their mind is, well, anybody can do these same good deeds. And maybe that's their version of good deeds. I've got a different idea of what's good and what's evil. So then what do? Get into an argument? Debate them? That doesn't work unless the Holy Spirit has already prepared their hearts to hear the truth. And we need to pray for that. But the way Jesus did it, and the way the first apostles did it, the way the first Christians did it, read the book of Acts, is to, the third piece of that, is to prove the truth that God is real by doing the supernatural works of God. For example, you meet somebody who is away from the church, like I started to say before, and you know that they're not believing your words. You know they're going through a trial, a struggle, or something, and you pray and you ask for the Holy Spirit to reveal something to you that will help them. And if you have a good, strong, and anointed supernatural relationship with the Holy Spirit, you will get, it's happened to me time and again, it's a promise that Christ made, you will get a vision, a word of knowledge, a prophetic message, something that will, that you can use to speak to that person to begin their healing process, to begin their understanding that God really cares about them and that God is real. You know, when you can supernaturally tell them something that they've never revealed to you themselves, but the Holy Spirit revealed to you, that tells them that you've got something that they don't have, a supernatural connection to God, and it begins in them the desire to want the same thing. That's how I converted. That's how I left the occult. That's how I got rescued from the occult and became a Catholic, is because someone filled with the Holy Spirit came into my life, brought in, of course, by Jesus, although I didn't realize that at the time. And I knew that I realized he had something special that I didn't have, and I wanted it. This is how we change the world. This is how we evangelize effectively. We need to help people understand that God is real, and the only way to do that is for God to touch them in a supernatural way through the people he puts in their life, which is you. You are one of the people that God has put into the lives of people who need this experience of God for their conversion. So that's a lot of unpacking of this one phrase here, good works done in a supernatural spirit, which have the power to draw people to belief and to God. Continuing with what this document says, however, an apostolate of this kind does not consist only in the witness of one's way of life. A true apostle looks for opportunities to announce Christ by words. And this is what I just shared with you. It's what I just talked about. Here it is. This is where I learned about this. And this is what I hope to share and get everybody who listens to this podcast. We need to get, and you need to share this with other people so that we can all get excited about the mission that God has given us to purify our own lives, purify the church from within, and purify the world. And by purify, I mean be filled with the Holy Spirit. Our lives become holy. The church becomes holy. The world becomes holy when it is filled with the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit. A true apostle, this document continues, a true apostle looks for opportunities to announce Christ by words addressed either to non-believers with a view to leading them to faith, or to the faithful with a view to instructing, strengthening, and encouraging them to a more fervent life. And this is what I'm trying to do, lead you to a more fervent life. as it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, for the love of Christ impels us. The love of Christ that you have, my friend, if it's not yet impelling you to go and fulfill your apostolate, get involved in the mission that you are called to be part of because you're part of the church, if you're not feeling impelled, that is something you need to go to confession for. We need to repent of our lackadaisical attitudes. We need to repent of our laziness. We need to repent of expecting other people, like Terry Modiga in the podcast, or like the priest at church. You know, we need to repent of all the ways we hold back from doing the mission of Christ. And that includes all the ways we have not lived the supernatural life. You know, I grew up in a culture where I did not witness the supernatural life. In the Catholic Church, we have it in the sacraments. And every time we go to Mass, this miracle is not impelling you to go forth and in excitement bring other people to witness this miracle and to receive this miracle into their lives and into their hearts and into their bodies physically by receiving the communion. You know, if we're not impelled, there's something wrong that we need to repent of. And we need to analyze, each of us individually has to analyze. And I admit, I'm still on this journey. This Footsteps to Heaven podcast series, I call it Footsteps to Heaven because we are on the journey together, taking one step at a time to reach our heavenly destination. I'm still struggling to get rid of everything in myself, in my thinking, in my unconscious beliefs that need to get routed out. You know, I'm working at releasing the gifts of the Holy Spirit in me so that I can do what the first Christians did to change the world they brought thousands of people into their church communities simply by the way they loved one another and the way they revealed God's love through his supernatural gifts, the charisms, which is what we call, you know, why we call the charismatic renewal the charismatic renewal, which is supposed to be still, as it was at the beginning, part of our everyday Christian life in every parish and in every home. One way that if you are a parent, you can help instill, help evangelize your children and instill in them an empowered life where the Holy Spirit helps them grow in holiness and continue even after they have left home. A way that you can do that, a way that you can indoctrinate your children, your family against the ways of the devil, help them grow in their relationship with the Holy Spirit by spending time together as a family prayer group, praising the Lord together, worshiping the Lord together, studying scripture together, praying together, and asking the Holy Spirit together to increase in you, in each of you in the family, the gift of faith for miracles, and increase in you the activity of the miracles, the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Whenever there's a problem that your family faces, pray together in a prayer group sort of way, as a family, singing songs together of praise and worship, and calling upon the Holy Spirit to provide supernatural help, and repenting of the ways that we are not letting the supernatural be part of our lives. Also, we, you know, this is all of us. This is, you know, I've been speaking to parents in this past few minutes, but I'm now also speaking to all of us. We all need to belong to prayer groups. We all need to gather together because this is what the enemy doesn't want. The enemy has been on a long agenda of causing division and isolation, isolating us from one another in a spirit of independence and a spirit of self-sufficiency, which can be good things. It can be holy, but only to a point, because God is a God of community. The church is a community. We cannot grow in the gifts of the Spirit unless we are part of a community of believers who are also growing in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Going to Mass once a week is not enough. It's powerful. And I have another series of this podcast. Look it up on our website, gnm.org. We have a series on the Mass, unpacking the entire Mass to see what is awesomely available there that can help us in our mission and help us be united to one another. We need to find people who are like-minded, who want to come alive in the Holy Spirit, and join a prayer group if it exists in your parish. If it doesn't exist, find like-minded people who want to join it with you and create it. And if you have to do it in your homes because your pastor says no to it, then meet secretly in your homes, because it's not God who wants you to not get together and pray. It's the devil. And we need to love and forgive the priest who says no to it and realize that he doesn't understand. But don't let that stop you from doing what the Lord is calling you to do. Learn how to evangelize through the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the supernatural deeds that we are called to do, by finding other people who want the same thing and getting together and praying for it, studying it in scriptures, studying what other people have successfully done, other groups are successfully doing, that we can learn from along these ways. Continuing with what this document says, the words of the apostles should echo in all our hearts from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. Woe to me if I am silent about the truth. And this continues. Since in our own times, and here's the crux of the matter, here's why I'm sharing this with you now. In our own times, new problems are arising and very serious errors are circulating, which tend to undermine the foundations of religion, the moral order, and human society itself. Now, when this was written in the 1960s at Vatican Council II, this document, the bishops who put this together did not foresee where we are today, but the Holy Spirit did. And these are very prophetic words. Yes, there were problems at the time that were arising, but these problems have continued to grow since then. It hasn't gotten better. The calling that this document has put out to the laity, and the calling that other documents that were produced in Vatican Council II are calling to all the church and teaching about holy living and evangelization and changing the world through the scriptures and the teachings of the church and the truths. We've seen a decline in morality, not a growth of morality. We've seen a decline in church attendance, not a growth. We've seen a decline in faithfulness to Christ. We've seen a decline even in the supernatural, because at the same time, in the 1960s were a time when God laid the groundwork for what was to come by bringing into the Catholic Church what was already in some Protestant circles, the new anointing, a new renewal of the Holy Spirit, activating people in the supernatural gifts. And the Holy Spirit brought that into the Catholic Church at the same time that the decline had begun. And Vatican Council II came at the same time. Vatican Council II is not the cause of the decline. It is God's first work of laying the groundwork to call us to defeat what the devil is doing. Now we've reached the point where things have gotten so bad that it's crept into the church down through the years, because it's started with the laity being misled, who raise children, who become priests, who are misled. There's all sorts of sociological reasons why we have abusive clergy, why clergy are choosing to hide sin, why clergy are choosing homosexual activities and are doing the devil's work to undermine the moral teachings of the church, to undermine the witness of the church, to undermine the validity of the church. Things have just gotten worse, and now is the time when God is saying, look, it's not up to the Pope alone. It's not up to the bishops alone. It's not up to the priest in your parish. It's up to everyone. And it's time for the laity to take up our arms that Christ has given us and to fight the evil that's in the church. And as I said at the beginning of this podcast, you know, I'm sharing what I've learned on how to do that. And what I've learned is, first, we love. We condemn what's evil, but we don't have to speak about what we're condemning. We need to show that we are not condemning the person. When they feel our love, when they know for sure they are loved, then we have to speak the truth. And if the truth is not well received, we need to rely on the supernatural help of the Holy Spirit. We need to rely on the Blessed Mother. We need to rely on holy saints that have gone before us into heaven. We need to rely on everything that the Lord has provided to help us fulfill His mission. And His mission is not only to convert people to follow Christ who are not in the church, but to convert people to follow Christ who are in the church, so that the church can finally become a powerful witness to those who are not in the church. My friend, you and I have a powerful calling, a very important calling. We do need to speak up. And if you are in a situation where you are witnessing it firsthand, like He did for me, the Holy Spirit will reveal what your strategy is to be, what God wants you to do about it. People write to me asking about it. All I can say is grow in your relationship, your personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. He will reveal to you what to do in your particular circumstances. So let's pray now. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you in your situations. Pray this prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, change me. Come, Holy Spirit, increase in me a personal relationship with you, O Lord, with you, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit who teaches, the Spirit who reveals, the Spirit who works the supernatural presence of God through us in our lives, so that the church is changed and the world is changed. Then come, Holy Spirit, increase in me the gift of faith for miracles. Come, Holy Spirit, bring into my life those who can help me with this, those who also want to grow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, bring your plans about through my life and in my parish and in my church. Use me, Lord. Work in me. Purify me. Help me. Help me to be your instrument in this world. Help me to renew the church as you want the church renewed. Amen.
You've been listening to Terry Modica of Good News Ministries. For more faith builders, or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website at gnm.org. You'll find online resources and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit gnm.org today.